there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is Fred Fuller. Fred is running for the position of St. Clair County Drain Commissioner in the November election. Welcome, Fred.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So first off, I noticed from your press release that the county manages around 400 drains in the area.
Correct.
Now, I only really know this up close and personal because I used to have one of these running through my yard lived in Birchville Township.
Okay.
And I understood very soon after moving there what happens when there's a bad situation with the county drain.
Okay.
Tell our listeners, what is the role of the drain commissioner in the county?
Well, there's only one drain commissioner in the county, and it's an elected position like the clerk or the sheriff. And that the drain commissioner works under an old law called the Michigan Drain Code, passed in 1956. The drain commissioner is in charge of a lot of the open ditches and drains in the county, not the road ditches, but the drains that the ditches flow into. It's kind of a powerful position because the drain commissioner can, if there's a petition to do a project, the drain commissioner can assess taxes directly to people to pay for that. That might have been part of your issue where you live, but
my issue where I lived was that when we got a huge amount of rain, my property that was new construction was where it was lower than everywhere else, so we flooded.
Okay. Yeah. That happens too. The drain commissioner has to approve designs for subdivisions, usually, and new developments. And that's one thing we try to watch out for is that houses don't get built in places that are going to flood. You know, there's a lot of wetlands in St. Clair County, so sometimes developments happen in wetlands, and that often leads to flooding. So when I was drain commissioner before, I tried to protect those wetlands and closely watch where those developments were going so you didn't have problems like that.
Right. So conservation is part of the job as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In some counties, they've changed the old-fashioned name of the drain commissioner to water resources commissioner because it has a lot of impact on the water quality and on the environment as well.
So water quality in our beaches or drinking water?
Mainly on our beaches.
Okay.
And in our creeks and rivers.
Yes, which we want our beaches to be swimmable.
Yeah.
So very important.
Yep.
So what challenges do you think the county is facing in terms of issues that a drain commissioner would address if you were elected?
Well, there's a number of things right now that I think are important for this office in the next 4 years. It's a four-year term. And one of them is water quality, continuing to work on preserving our water quality. Another is the flooding problems that we're having. Drain commissioners can have some effect on stopping flooding, like you know. But I know the lake levels are causing a lot of problems for the downriver area, the St. Clair Flats area. I have some friends that live on Anchor Bay Drive, and they've practically had to abandon their houses because the flooding's so bad. Now, there's not a huge effect the drain commissioner can have on that because it's coming down from Lake Huron, and of course the lake levels are high. But the drain commissioner can stop some of the water that's flowing into the major creeks and rivers of the county by requiring detention basins for new developments. And detention basins are basically ponds that when the water runs off a new development, it's detained in those basins before it's and let out slowly into the creeks and the rivers. So when we have a big storm, there's detention of that water. When I was drain commissioner before, I noticed that we had probably six 100-year storm events in St. Clair County in 12 years that I was drain commissioner. So that, you know, 100-year storm is one you'd expect only once every 100 years. But in different parts of the county, we had major storms like that. So I could sort of foresee, for whatever reason, the climate was changing and we were having more intense storms. So I started requiring developments to have basins that would hold 100-year flood events instead of just 10-year flood events. Because the more we build over the county with paved areas and new developments and stuff, usually those have pipes that send the water directly into creeks and rivers and county drains rather than being soaked into the ground through wetlands and forested areas and open areas. So the water tends to flow much quicker off the land as we develop it than it did naturally. And that causes erosion in the creeks and rivers, which affect the water quality too.
Yeah, this is sounding a lot like my science classes in school. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it, especially when all that water is just headed toward the lake, right?
Yep.
It's just trying to get there.
Yep.
Well, what kind of experience do you have that you hope to apply to this position?
Well, I have experience as being drain commissioner for 12 years in the past, from 1997 through 2008. Before that, I was mayor of Yale for 3 years. And that being mayor kind of gave me the experience in knowing what small communities have to deal with, such as all our townships and villages and cities in the county and the budget issues they have. Which raises another thing that I think is going to be important in this next 4 years is, because of our economy, we've got to reduce some of our taxes. And I think there's ways to reduce the drain taxes that we're currently having. And that's going to be another very important thing in the next 4 years. And in additional experience, I worked for an engineering firm, not an engineer, but I worked for an engineering firm helping with some drain projects, writing grants. For 10 years. So I have experience in all those different sectors.
So what's one thing you'd like to leave with our listeners and when they're making this decision for their November ballot and they're taking into consideration who's running? What would you like to say to them?
Well, I think anybody who knows that I'm a fair person and try to treat everybody fairly, that I listen to citizens' complaints and try to help them. And that I have the experience to handle this position.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Fred. For more information about Fred Fuller and to hear more interviews with candidates running for office this year, visit the 2020 election page at WGRT.com. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.